And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, Eugene. Got the list ready?
Affirmative, Mr. Whittaker.
All right, let's see now. Chip's Computer Warehouse.
Check.
Okay, City Hall.
Check again.
And let's see. Oh, a Neighbor's Auto Center.
And check.
Well, I think that takes care of our Connellsville errands. And thanks for coming along with me, Eugene.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mr. Whittaker. I believe that's what friends are for. Through thick and thin, as the colloquialism is commonly communicated.
And I suppose that covers errands, too.
Oh, most assuredly.
Well?
Well what?
What do you think of the new tires? They really make a difference. The ride feels much smoother, don't you think?
Oh, indeed. Of course, that is more likely due to a psychological factor than to a physical one.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, you feel the difference because you have more confidence in the new tires. They've done studies on this sort of thing, you know.
Really?
Indeed. It's the same phenomenon as, shall we say, having better posture when wearing new clothes. You feel better about yourself, so you stand straighter.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there must be some sort of trouble there. I'll just pull over here and let it pass.
Mr. Whittaker, the police officer doesn't seem interested in passing us. In fact, if my observations are correct, he's following us.
Really? Well, I wonder what's wrong.
I certainly didn't observe us committing any infractions of the law. What could be the problem?
I guess we're about to find out. Can I help you, officer?
Yeah, may I see your driver's license and registration, please?
Oh, of course.
Like every law enforcement officer on the force, it's my duty to keep criminals off the streets of Connellsville. And without fail, every single notorious felon began his or her life of crime just like this. My job is to nip it in the bud. Stop it right where it starts.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I don't quite understand. Here you go.
Thank you. Mr. John Whittaker, you mean to tell me you didn't realize that you were speeding?
Speeding?
Connellsville Municipal Traffic Code Article 8, Section 32-5A-171.
What?
Subsection 2B.
But, officer...
Oh, it's okay, Eugene. Officer, there must be some sort of mistake. Why, I
no
never...
No mistake, Mr. Whittaker. My radar is as true as they come. It's the Acme Super Eagle Thunder Deluxe, model 26BR549-047.
Pardon me, Officer...
Cliffy.
Officer Cliffy... Is it possible that your equipment might be malfunctioning? You see...
Oh, no, I'm sorry to disappoint you, my friend, but my equipment is state-of-the-art, Mr.
Meltzner.
Calibrated just this morning by top technicians. We take great pride in our work here in Connellsville. No slackers and no speeders.
Yes, but you see...
You're in a 45-mile-per-hour speed zone, and according to my equipment, you were traveling at a speed of 56.29 miles an hour. Maybe you'd like to see the radar for yourself.
No, sir. That won't be necessary.
Mr. Whittaker,
The fine is $125 and must be paid within 30 days unless you choose to contest this ticket in court. Your license and registration. And your ticket.
Thank you, officer.
You're most welcome. All in the line of duty and justice. Good day.
Mr. Whittaker, with all due respect to the officer in question, I believe he was entirely mistaken. In point of fact, I happened to glance at the speedometer only a moment before he pulled us over. I can say categorically that you were not exceeding the posted limit.
Oh, I didn't think I was either, Eugene, but the radar showed otherwise. $125.
And a stamp.
With all that's happening in the world right now, you may be looking for ways to both entertain and encourage your family. We'd like to help you do just that by giving you a 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club simply by signing up at aioclub.org.
Well, class, the results are in from your last exam. And as you have possibly surmised from my demeanor, I am far, far from pleased. Let's review the material a bit, shall we? Now, this is a map of the 13 original colonies, a number that has proven unlucky for many of you. Count them. Not 17 colonies, nor 50, as one unnamed person tried to guess. The number is 13. Next. Concorde is not merely a grape, nor a really fast airplane. Mr. Cody Carper?
Yes, sir?
Read what it says on the overhead for your classmates.
The opening battle of the Revolutionary War took place at Lexington and Concord.
And where exactly are Lexington and Concord, Mr. Carper?
Well, I'd say England. Canada? The two cross streets at the mall in Connellsville?
Give it up, Mr. Carper. Instead of continuing this painful process, perhaps it would be best to let you glory in your overwhelming scores. Therefore, I will now pass out your tests. No doubt many of you will pass out as a result. Mr. Charles Bolt, Miss Claudia Pekensky.
Hey, Dwayne, how do you think you did?
No sweat. I'm sure I aced it.
You always ace it. Just once in my lifetime, I'd like to be there when you get a bad grade.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Nothing personal. I just like to think that some other brilliant person can struggle with their studies.
Einstein flunked a lot of his tests.
Yeah? What class is he in?
Never mind.
Mr. Dwayne Oswald.
Better go collect another A.
Mr. Walter Gumpel. Mr. Oswald, this one is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Hath. What?
Miss Lisa Burms. Miss Heather Acuff.
This can't be right. I don't believe it.
What? Oh, Dwayne got a D. Oh, it did happen in my lifetime. Dwayne, a D? You're kidding.
Something very screwy is going on around here.
Yeah, you're actually mortal. Dwayne, it looks like you're going down in history.
Hey, it's nothing to kid about, Cody. This D is going to kick me right off the honor roll, thank you very much.
Mr. Oswald?
Yes, sir?
Do you have something to share with the class?
Actually, sir, I think there's a mistake on this test.
There certainly is. The fact that you got so few of the answers right. Now, will you please be quiet so we can all go over the questions?
Yes, sir. I can't believe this.
You got a ticket?
Well, this is mighty hard to believe.
Whit, you never speed.
Well, I try to be careful.
I personally believe that the legitimacy of this accusation is in question. I observed the speedometer just before the police officer pulled us over, and we were definitely traveling within the prescribed speed limits of that area.
Really?
Really.
But according to the radar, we were driving 11 miles per hour over the limit.
This sounds fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to appeal the ticket, Whit?
No, I'm not. If the officer says I was speeding, then I must have been speeding.
But you don't really believe you were speeding, do you?
Frankly, no.
Well, you know, that officer, now, he could have been wrong, you know.
Hmm.
Maybe his equipment went haywire or something like that. It's been known to happen.
That's precisely what I said, though not so concisely.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you ought to appeal this thing, Whit. If you're innocent, then you're innocent.
Well, that's just it, Tom. I can't prove that I am.
But aren't you innocent until proven guilty? Isn't it up to them to prove that you were speeding? I think you should fight this.
Absolutely. Miss Kendall is right.
Now, look, I appreciate your support. I really do. But I'm going to pay the ticket. So what do you say we all get back to work?
I will, but I'm not very happy about it.
Agreed. But it's not ours to decide.
Well, I suppose I should get back to the farm, too. I'll see y'all.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Farewell, Mr. Riley.
Anyway, this is driving me crazy. I looked over the test Dr. Hawthorne gave me, and it's not mine. Something's wrong here.
A conspiracy, huh? Okay, so what we need to do is call the media. Trust me, they love this stuff. Student fights for his honor against the forces of evil. Film at 11.
I don't know.
Pardon me, sir. I understand that Dr. Hawthorne's history class is boycotting the cruel and unusual treatment of students. Is that true?
Yes, they are, Walter. Someone there is holding fair grades hostage. Wait, I'm here with Dwayne Oswald, the man most affected by this sordid affair. Tell me, Mr. Oswald, what do you think?
I think you guys are totally nuts.
Well, hello, boys.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you practicing for a skit or something? Why the fake news reports?
Oh, no, it's this.
Huh, a history test?
Not just a history test, Mr. Whitaker. But a history test with a big fat D on top. This knocks me off the honor roll.
What happened? Didn't you study hard enough?
I studied my brains out. That's not the problem. The problem is, it's not my test.
It isn't?
Look, I always use a pen. That one was done with a pencil.
Oh, but it has your name at the top.
That's not my writing.
Huh. Well, then obviously something is wrong. Why would someone put your name on a test that isn't yours?
Wait a minute, Mr. Whitaker. You need to know that Duane sometimes forgets to put his name on his test.
Only a couple of times.
Most of the time.
I see.
One time, he even wrote a love letter to Mona Mason, and he forgot...
Jared!
Oh, sorry.
So, what do you think happened to your test, Duane? Would anyone have a reason to put your name on the wrong one?
I don't know. All I know is it isn't my test. And I'm getting a D I don't deserve.
Well, if you really feel that way, then you should go talk to your teacher about it.
Dr. Hawthorne? You want me to talk to Dr. Hawthorne?
Well, is that a problem?
You don't know Dr. Hawthorne, Mr. Whitaker.
We call him the meanest teacher in history.
Oh, is he really mean or is he tough?
What's the difference?
Well, it's been my experience that a lot of the time when kids call a teacher mean, it's because he's tough on them. He expects them to do their best and won't tolerate laziness or excuses. Now, is that a fair description of Dr. Hawthorne?
Yeah, he's mean, like we said.
Well, I'm sure he'll give you a fair hearing, Duane. Go talk to him, all right?
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Good.
And there you have it, another happy ending in the midst of a crisis of a young boy's life. This is Jared D. White reporting. Okay, Cody, let's hit the pavement and see what other scoops we can uncover. It's a nasty job, but someone's got to be the bastion of truth around here.
Right behind you, Chief.
What?
Yes.
That was pretty good advice about Duane going to his teacher for a fair hearing.
Oh, thank you. I concur. And as the saying goes, what is beneficial for one female waterfowl is equally beneficial for the male waterfowl of the Anatidae family.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander?
Precisely. Hmm. Though I'm stretching the original interpretation somewhat.
Meaning?
You should fight the speeding ticket. In fact, you have to.
Oh, Connie.
You don't want to be one of those do-as-I-say-and-not-as-I-do types, do you? What will the kids think? Especially if they hear you got a ticket at all.
It would be scandalous. At least if you fight, you'll show your innocence.
And you'll set an example as well.
Well, when you put it that way...
We'll even help you, won't we, Eugene?
Of course we will. We'll be your defense team.
Yeah, we'll get character witnesses.
And I shall explore the laws of physics and quantum mechanics in the quest to exonerate your character.
This could be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, a lot of fun.
Look, it's the perfect time to talk to him. Planning period. There's nobody else around.
No witnesses to discover the body, I mean.
Come on, Duane. You can do it. Be the truth. Be the strength.
Yeah, go for the gusto. No guts, no glory.
Climb every mountain, ford every stream.
Just tell him what you told Mr. Whitaker. He'll listen to you.
Right. Now suck in your gut and get out there, champ.
Well, okay. But if I'm not back in 10 minutes, call 911.
No problem.
You're a good man.
That's right.
We'll be waiting for you. Dear God, please let Duane come out alive. Amen.
And according to most historical accounts, Nathan Hale was...
Dr. Hawthorne?
Oh, what?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Forgive me. I'll take
the...
Just let me see...
Calm down. Oswald. What are you talking about? You startled me, that's all.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Now then, it's about the test, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yes. You didn't have time to properly study for it, perhaps. Or did your dog die and leave you emotionally distraught? Or maybe your little sister got sucked up in a manic vacuum cleaner?
Well, not exactly. Actually, I looked at my paper carefully, and I always write in pen. And this one's in pencil. And, see, these aren't the kind of circles I make on multiple choice questions. They're kind of lopsided, see? And mine are more rounded, and...
Your point, Mr. Oswald?
Point?
Yes, every sentence should have one. What is it you're trying to say?
I'm saying I think my test got mixed up with somebody else's.
Well, that's not a particularly new excuse, but I will give you brownie points for style.
It's not an excuse, Dr. Hawthorne. It's the truth. I know the answers, really. And I put the right answers down, This isn't my test.
Mr. Oswald, I'll be the first to admit that I was surprised by your grade. You've been one of my top students. However, I haven't heard a compelling reason that you're the victim of a switch.
I can prove this isn't my test.
How?
Let me take the test over.
I thought you were going to suggest that. And the answer is a simple no. How can I be sure that you haven't studied in the meantime? It would also be unfair to the other students. You understand that, don't you, Mr. Oswald?
Yes, sir.
However, there is one way to help your grade, maybe even make up for your poor performance on the test.
Really?
You can do extra credit assignments. As it is, my teaching assistant has resigned, shall we say, and it may be a week or two before the school system provides me with a new one. In the meantime, an occasional hour after school to help grade papers, inventory books, and clean the erasers will go a long way towards helping your grade.
Did you say clean the erasers?
I did.
Well, all right. Deal.
Deal.
What's this?
It's my research for your appeal. Here's a copy of the Connellsville Municipal Traffic Code, and I've highlighted a few places that I thought might help in your defense.
Oh, well, thank you, Connie.
And I've got a boatload of character witnesses that agreed to testify on your behalf. Tom, Bernard, Jack, and a few high-ranking officials,
well,
too.
I appreciate that, but I don't think it'll be necessary.
Pardon me, Mr. Whitaker. Here is a preliminary report on my findings. I apologize for my tardiness, but I am still in the process of performing some last-minute calculations.
Calculations?
Well, physics equations, geometric sequences, that sort of thing.
Well,
I shall have the full and final results in your hand by tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you, Eugene. Thank you both. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
All for a good cause. I believe you will find my treatise on the components of acceleration along a curve most exhilarating.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Well, we'd better get out of your hair so you can finish preparing your case. Come on, Eugene.
I'll meet you at the traffic court with the rest of the material, Mr. Whitaker.
Okay, thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Good evening.
Well, okay, let's see what we have here.
Connellsville Municipal Traffic Code specifies that no person shall operate a motor vehicle on any county-maintained paved road at a speed in excess of 45 miles per hour.
If the speed varies, equation 7b still gives the normal component of acceleration, but in this case, there is also a tangential...
Any alteration of maximum limits on state highways in a municipality by local authorities...
At the starting point of the neighbor's auto center, we have determined that the acceleration is perpendicular to the instantaneous velocity. Given the radius of the tire at 15 inches...
Wait a second. A radius of 15 inches. Install four tires, size 215, 6015. Now, where is my owner's manual?
You're saying Stuart LaFague got an A in his test?
Yep, he's been bragging about it all week. He says that all of a sudden everything just clicked for him. He was sitting in his desk looking at his test paper, and bam! He started circling answers without even looking at the questions. You know what? He got everyone right. He's talking about developing a mail-order course on speed testing now.
Isn't that weird? LaFaye never got an A on any history test before.
He must have just gotten lucky.
That sort of thing never happens to me.
Yeah, me neither.
Youch! We're gonna miss the bus! See you, Dwayne!
Yeah, later. Dr. Hawthorne?
Come in, Mr. Oswald.
Dr. Hawthorne, I think I may have figured out what happened with my test.
Excuse me?
I think I got it mixed up with Stuart LaFaye's.
Mr. Oswald, as far as I'm concerned, your test score is no longer an issue.
But Dr. Hawthorne,
No one cannot go forward, Mr. Oswald, while constantly looking back. Now, I need your help with these books over here.
But if I'm right, I should have the opportunity to defend myself, to get the grade I deserve. Don't your history books teach that? This is a great injustice.
Yes, very Nathan Hale-like, Mr. Oswald. Now the books, if you please.
Yes, sir.
A
Mr. Wapner, I am sure your intent was good, but the means...
Mr. Whitaker, I'm sorry I'm late. I have everything here.
Eugene?
This is the statistical analysis broken down into convenient vector diagrams.
Yeah.
And this color-coordinated logistical flowchart should blow him out of the water, so to speak.
Eugene, I appreciate all of your hard work, but I'm afraid it won't be necessary.
Won't be necessary?
You see, your report last night was very helpful. In fact,
next.
John Avery Whitaker.
Oh, that's me.
Hello there, Officer Cliffy.
Yeah, good morning, Judge Bean.
Docket number 2442. Are you John Avery Whitaker?
I am, Your Honor.
Mr. Whitaker, you are charged with driving 56 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. How do you plead?
Well, Your Honor, I was prepared to plead not guilty, but I've been going over some of the details of my case and realized that something was wrong.
Yes?
It turns out, Your Honor, that I actually was speeding.
What?
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Now, did I hear you right, Mr. Whitaker? You admit that you were speeding?
Yes, Your Honor. You see, on the morning I was pulled over, I had just installed new tires on my car. But it turns out that they were the wrong size tires. Bigger and wider tires, in fact. Those tires threw off my speedometer by as much as 10 miles an hour.
I see.
So, what the officer says is correct. I was speeding, though not intentionally. And so I wish to withdraw my appeal and plead guilty.
Frankly, Mr. Whitaker, this is a pleasant surprise. It's not very often that a citizen displays such honesty to his own disadvantage. So, here is what I'm going to do. I want you to return to my court 1 week from today.
Oh.
Yes, Your Honor.
At which time, you must prove that you have had the proper size tires installed on your vehicle. If you can do that, I will forego any fine in this case, and you will be free to go.
What?
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, students, settle down, settle down. The first thing I want to do is to take care of some unfinished business. I'm calling a particular student forward to face this class. Mr. Dwayne Oswald, come forward.
Yeah.
I want you all to look at Mr. Oswald. He is an example to all of you of how a student should respond when he believes his teacher has made a mistake. Mr. Oswald came to me recently, noting that he forgot to post his name at the top of his test. He said he received the wrong score because someone else's test was posted with his name. I dismissed his claim as a simple excuse. But then Mr. Oswald was so persistent that I conducted my own investigation into the matter. It seems that he wasn't the only student who forgot to put his name on the test. There was another student who did the same, and he admitted as much to me earlier. As it turns out, my former assistant, who had helped me grade those tests, wrote the names in himself according to seat and row assignments. But not knowing who was who, he guessed and got the two names and tests mixed up. Therefore, Mr. Oswald was right. Dwayne, I have changed your test grade in the ledger. You have received your A.
Yes!
Less 5 points for not posting your name.
Oh.
Regardless, you're back on the honor roll again. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Proverbs 21:15 says, "When justice is done, it gives joy to the righteous, but fear to those who do evil." This should make us want to live our lives in such a way that we always please God, whether that means obeying the rules of the road or trying our best in school. If we do that, then when we're accused of something we know we didn't do, we can be confident that the truth will eventually come out. And like Jesus said, the truth will set you free. Thanks for listening. Like always, if you ever want to write to us here in Odyssey, the address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And remember to ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called Faster Than a Speeding Ticket. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Faster Than a Speeding Ticket was written by John Beebe and directed by Dave Arnold. Our recording engineer was Mark Brewery, and our post-production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.